Better Than Rocket Ship Underpants. A Teen Wolf chat fic between Amazon ZD and Jism. Read by Somnolent Blue and Calicaria.
All right. A very serious story about cuddles and sleepies and the importance of sleeping in, also known as Better Than Rocket Ship Underpants. Because, ugh, I would just like a chilly winter story in which Scott comes over, like, early on a Sunday and Styles is in bed in, like, major layer pajamas, and Scott kicks off his shoes and pounces, like Hobbs. Because Scott is Hobbs.
Yes!
And eventually gets under the covers and possibly inside Styles' pajama top with him, like, early morning snuggle time. Yes, Jess. And Styles is like, fuck, why? Your nose is cold. Your hands are cold. Your feet are cold. This is horrible. And Scott is like, shh, Styles, I'm sleeping.
And Scott is like, your bed is more comfortable than mine. And Styles is like, why? And Scott's like, because you're in it.
Because your bed has you in it.
And Styles can't even be mad after that. Even Styles cannot argue with that.
He just makes a grumpy noise and Scott bites him on the shoulder and, like, nuzzles into his neck. And sticks his hand down Styles' pajama pants, and Styles is like, damn it, Scott, and kicks around the blankets to make sure their feet are covered. Probably Papa Stalinsky sticks his head in the door on his way to work. Oh, did I hear Scott come in? Because this has been happening every weekend since they were 7.
I made extra pancakes for Scott, Styles.
The coffee pot is on. It's decaf, though, because you won't let me have regular coffee. If I can't have it, neither can you.
And Styles is all like, I'm happy and proud of the pancakes. Leave now.
And Scott is like, hi, Mr. Stalinsky. And the sheriff is like, hi, Scott. Because all he can see of Scott is, like, the top of his head because the rest of him is tangled up with Styles and the blankets.
And Styles is like, is everyone against me sleeping? Is that what this is? Is this targeted warfare against my sleeping habits? And Scott is like, sorry, Mr. Stalinsky. You know how he is in the mornings.
And Styles is all, with indignation.
But, like, sleepily.
Well, his dad and Scott commiserate.
Like, he half raises his head to complain, and then just kind of gives the hell up and pushes back into the pillow and tries to doze through the worst of it. His dad and Scott talking about his failings, because it's really not fair!
Lol, 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 lol.
Styles should get to do this with Scott's mom like he does. But the reverse should never happen.
Derek is super grumpily jealous. He comes over at like 11 in the morning. Mr. Stalinsky's already at work. The whole house smells like happiness because there's coffee on and the pancakes were left in the oven to keep warm. And there's turkey bacon on a plate. And Styles and Scott are still in bed.
Oh my god, no. Scott's awake and Styles is just like shuffling around after him, still in his blanket, even though he's totally awake by this point. He's just making a point about how people should let him sleep.
Well, Derek has been up angsting since, like, 5:30 a.m.
Oh, my God. Styles is like, eat some pancakes, dude.
Stop whining. And Derek is like, have you really just gotten up? What are you doing with your Sunday? There could be foul plots afoot.
Scott is like, afoot? Really? How footed is stuff likely to get on a Sunday, dude?
As he sits down at the dining room table and tugs Styles and his blanket in his lap.
Oh my god, and Styles just huffs and leans his face down into the joint of Scott's shoulder and his neck.
And drapes his blanket around Scott's shoulders too.
Yes!
There should be more biting. I think Scott's an affectionate biter. He just like, nom. Hi, best friend.
Yes, yes, yes! I feel like there is affectionate biting from Scott. And affectionate poking and jabbing from Styles. And affectionate hair ruffling from both of them.
And affectionate petting from Allison because she's the only functional human. I just want to bring Allison in. Sorry.
I am always down with more Allison.
I bet she learned pretty early that if she wants to find Scott on the weekend, she needs to find Styles. Like, a couple of times she went over to Scott's on Sunday morning to surprise him, and Miss McCall was like, oh, honey, he left to dive on Styles at like 8 this morning. So now Allison sleeps till she wakes up on Sundays, and then puts on her Uggs and a sweatshirt over her pajamas, and drives in like a festive beanie over to Styles's.
Yes.
To join in the puppy pile.
Oh my god, Mr. Stalinsky, the first time, opened the door, looked at her, looked over his shoulder, looked at her very hard, and then said, oh, you're here for Scott.
And she can hear Styles from inside the house going, you don't know? The hot warrior girl could be here for me? shut up, Scott. And Mr. Selinsky is like, warrior girl? And Allison's like, it's maybe best not to ask.
Papa Selinsky is like, I get that a lot lately.
Mr. Selinsky is like, there's turkey bacon keeping warm in the microwave. Don't let Stiles hog it.
And Stiles is like, lol, hog, to disparaging looks.
Hee!
And the words, if you want to make that joke, son, you're going to have to let me eat real bacon, from his father.
Ugh, Stilinski's hearts.
Stilinski feelings.
There's got to be some Sunday when Allison comes over and Scott and Stiles are in bed. Mr. Stilinski lets her in and she goes upstairs to this pile of boys in blankets. And she can't see anyone's hands and they're sleeping, so they're not even trying to defend themselves. And she's like, I could ask what's going on and, like, start a fight or something, but it looks really fucking comfy in there.
Oh, yes.
So she just climbs in. She accidentally knees Stiles in the stomach, and he's like, what? Scott's already here. Why is this happening? Who's torturing me? And Allison's like, shut up, Stiles. Give me some pillow.
Stiles grumbles, but agrees, and Scott throws an arm over her, and then Stiles throws an arm over his arm.
Scott doesn't even wake up whole. He just adapts to Allison being there.
Yep, just pulls her up against him in his sleep and sighs all happy.
And Allison's like, this is just as comfy as I thought it would be. And Stiles is like, shh, we're sleeping. This is the napping house.
And, oh man, the first time Derek catches them like that after whatever the Derek Stiles singularity is in the story, he just sits down in Stiles' computer chair, and glares. But won't wake them up until Scott, like, senses him and lifts his head and kind of blinks at Derek and is like, why are you over there? The bed is over here.
And Stiles is like, what? There's already, like, three people in here. And Scott's like, shut up, Stiles. It's Derek. He's inventing loneliness for himself.
And Derek is like, well, if you like them better than me, Stiles. And Stiles throws a pillow at him and then is like, bring it back when you come over here. I meant to throw something less vital to my life.
Take your shoes off first. I did laundry yesterday and you're not very civilized.
And Derek glares and very pointedly takes off his shoes and his jacket.
And there's some indecipherable flopping around in the bed as Stiles and Scott and Allison do some crucial rearranging, and Stiles lifts up a corner of the blanket and goes, well? And Allison's like, damn it, Derek, you're letting the cold air in.
And Scott just kind of smiles at him and raises his eyebrows hopefully, and it's really Scott that gets him in the end.
Oh, his sweet little face.
Because it's hard to argue with that look, even for Derek. And so he kind of, like, rolls his eyes and gets in the bed.
Stiles promptly sticks one hand up his shirt and one down his pants. Everyone settles in. There are limbs everywhere. There's not enough pillow. And Derek is like, this should be terrible. I should hate this. I should feel claustrophobic. And yet.
And Stiles is like, you can do that later. Same angst time, same angst channel.
And Allison's like, shh, we're sleeping.
And Derek is like, oh, fine, and closes his eyes.
And falls asleep during the day, like there's nothing afoot.
Oh my god, Stiles is still kind of awake when that happens, and he kind of pulls back a little in surprise, slash to check, and Derek is asleep on one side of him, and Allison is asleep on the other side.
He tries to do a little flail, but all of his limbs are occupied.
But Scott's awake, and Stiles raises his eyebrows at Scott like, holy shit, look what we have achieved with the power of cuddles.
And Scott bites his shoulder like, nom, success.
And then they fall asleep too, and everything is beautiful.
The end.
That was fun.
Whee.
Yes.
Good times.